Howdy, howdy, howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my good friend, Mr. Willie Cantu, retired police officer from the San Antonio Police Department. I wanted to get him on because Willie is a great friend and advocate regarding the whole issue of what's been going on in detrimentally to police departments and police officers in particular. Since the George Floyd riots, now that Trump has won, what is the sentiment? Willie, thank you for taking time. Welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, George, go Trump. I'm so excited. it was such a great thing and win. And talk about a relief of a weight on my conscience, my shoulders, everything. So, yeah, I mean, but my concern, and just like we're about to talk about, is how is it going to affect local law enforcement?
Yep. Let me begin by giving some statistics here that are mind-boggling in my book, because we'll start, first of all, with 2019, which was kind of like in the middle of the first Trump administration. During that period, and during that year in 2019, there were 166 police officers that were shot, not necessarily killed, but shot. However, in 2020, when we had the George Floyd riots, 428. It jumped up to 428. The year after, in 2021, when the Democrats, when Biden took over, it jumped even higher to 660 officers. In 2022, it dropped down a little bit to 266, which is still 100 more than the high point under Trump. And then there is another drop in 2023. And I believe the count is still going on. I'm not sure why. The count is still going on, as well as 2024 is not finished yet. What are your thoughts? I mean, what does the Trump victory mean to police officers, given all that violence against them?
I believe with Trump will definitely come a lot better run and organized and fair Department of Justice. Merrick Garland was not even close to attempting to do the right thing. It was all political that he was pushing. I don't care what anybody says, that dude was being directed by the president, and they had an agenda. And there was a war on police. There is a war on police. It's not over. It's just because Trump won. Because then we get into, like, you know, I'm retired San Antonio police officer, the local police departments for cities within the states. We're in Bexar County, that we need to, we need to consider, obviously. As you know, and I know you keep up with the stats, San Antonio and Bexar County voted overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sadly.
Sadly, yes. So we haven't learned our lesson. We've always been behind the trends of anything, really. Even, you know, from the little town, or the town of Austin, we've always been behind those guys. They're only an hour away. So we haven't learned our lesson. And nationally, I think the departments that are trying to do the right thing, they can be relieved that there's not a headhunter anymore in the DOJ. I believe that. I do know Chief McManus of the San Antonio Police Department has mentioned a few times about being worried about a consent decree from the Department of Justice. And that's been a while. And even when I was there, he would talk about that. And I hope that this DOJ is going to confront that and not, I won't say, I hate to say it, that it would be lighter, but they would be a lot more understanding and realize that the jobs that law enforcement officers and departments have to do is a tough one, and therefore they're not going to put them under the consent decrees, which I believe under the Biden administration and probably Obama's administration, it was more of a chilling effect to get these officers to not do as much as they should. Right. As we talked about that before. So I just think that San Antonio, we know our city government is liberal. We know even our county commissioners are liberal. Our DA is Sorrel's spot. I just read an article today about Gascon lost his the LA County DA, who's also Sorrel's spot, lost his race. And I believe there were, according to the article, 25 others. So people are starting to wake up to that. But what do? We reelected Joe Gonzalez not long ago. Was it last year?
Yep, last year.
Yeah. So we're stuck with that dude for another 4 years, right? So we haven't learned our lesson. And what does it say for what's going to happen to the SAPD and the Bexar County officer, amongst the other officers within our city and county? I don't think it's going to change right away, because they still have the agenda. It's you know, I know people are hopeful. I was hopeful. I'm not working in that capacity anymore, but I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I can't see how it's going to change. Do you?
Mm. You know, I just did the report for the stabbings and shootings that are reported only by the media, because we know that there is a lot of violence that's not reported by the media or to the police department, for that much, for police officers. But in doing that, I read, I counted 12 incidences of shootings, or excuse me, 10 incidents in the period, in a 1 week period between November 4th to November 10th.
Was that the email you just sent out?
That's the one that I just sent out. There were 10 shootings, or 10 shootings and stabbings, 2 deaths, and again, that not too many people are talking about that. On the contrary, the police chief and members of the city council are claiming that the city is safer because they count certain sections. They don't count the entire city, and that's where all the shootings are happening, all over the place.
Well, that goes back to the hotspot charade, that hotspot initiative that they have going on with the UTSA.
Yep,
that's a charade. It's only working in those hotspots, and I'm pretty much convinced. We've talked about this. I'm pretty much convinced, and feel like I can confidently say it. They're relying on that to display to the city and the residents, the citizens, that hey, we've got a hold on crime. But as you're showing through the stats, with what you can find out, like you're saying, you know, you're getting stats, but you don't know if it's all of them, that they're playing cleanup, because that's the leftist way. That's what they did with the FBI statistics here, right before the election, right? They skewed the numbers, and then they quietly came out with the real statistics to show that crime was not down.
That's right.
And if these guys in San Antonio and Bexar County, they're leftists, why wouldn't they do the same as you're seeing?
That's right. Let me ask you this. I could be wrong, but here's how I read it. There was a shooting, an officer-related shooting, last week in San Antonio. And the officer, or the way that the shooting went down, the individual resisted and was cornered, and they pulled a gun on San Antonio police officers. However, and this was what was very interesting to me, the actual shooting of the individual was done by somebody from the Bexar County Sheriff's Office. Now, it seems to me, like you and I have discussed before, that there is a hesitation by many police officers to take action, and that's very, very dangerous. And the reason that they hesitate is because there is no backing at the department, as well as the DA, the district attorney, Joe Gonzalez, the George Soros DA, will come after them, will investigate them. Am I reading, or could that be? Could that be a fact? I'm not sure if it is or isn't, but could that be a fact?
I would confidently say that it is a fact, not that it could be. It is a fact. You know, we get the headlines of things and information, and sometimes it, when it sounds good, we just leave it alone. Like defunding the police. They didn't defund San Antonio, SAPD. Oh, great. Everybody's relieved. They move on. Because, oh, we need more money for better training. That sounds good, too. But what kind of training are they giving these guys? These leftists are so big on this de-escalation crap that they think that that is the answer. When the majority, I mean, it really isn't. In my experience, it really isn't. The more you de-escalate and wait to give these guys time, they finish their thought process. And you can't de-escalate people that are already escalated. It's really hard to do. They've already gotten to a certain point, and they're expecting us to have some sort of conversation with them to bring them down. I'm not saying it's 100%, but to me, the statistics, they don't work out as frequently as they think. So these officers are trained with de-escalation, and obviously management and, you know, even the city leaders will see their body cams, and they'll tell them they didn't de-escalate enough, especially if it ends up in some sort of injurious force or deadly force. So they have to go through all these steps, and again, it's part of their training, they're conditioned for it. And when that's happening, then these crooks, these criminals, they're finishing their thought processes and they're going on with whatever unlawful action that they're doing. You know what I mean? So that's the money that I'm talking about. They talk about more training. They're being trained to be lesser and lighter on criminals. I call it hug-a-thug tactics.
Yep.
And that is not the answer as we're seeing. Right. It's not the answer. So these officers are doing what they're trained to do, but it's putting them behind the curb, and subconsciously they know it. You just can't, you know, some of them, they can't explain it, but they know they're behind. And on the other side, when you talked about getting in trouble, discipline, our chief, and again, I can confidently say it now because here recently I did a couple of podcasts. I had to split it up because I couldn't get these two guys together. One with my buddy, the retired captain, who was at one time an interim deputy chief, and defense attorney Vince Fuentes, talking about an officer, Andre Vargas, who just won his arbitration and got his job back. Full benefits and pay from 4 years and 4 months on something that the chief totally pulled out of his rear. He made up this charge, and there was nothing unnecessary. It was an unnecessary and unlawful use of force. There were no criminal charges. The suspect didn't complain. Although they went to his house and solicited a complaint from him to bolster that allegation, and the arbitrator saw right through it, and the chief was so uninformed. She said he didn't have any command of the situation, and they gave the officer's job back, and all for what? And I tell these officers, how do I say? And I talked to that officer. I said, how do I tell you keep doing what you're doing because you did everything right? And he goes back to do everything right, but he still gets in trouble like he just did. What do you change?
My friend, thank you very much. As usual, folks, we've been chatting with our good friend, Mr. Willie Cantu, retired police officer from the San Antonio PD. Has 1,000 years in law enforcement. Although he's not that
feels old. Like it.
Yeah.
Feels like it.
But Willie, thank you for taking time to be with us and really tell it like it is and explain to us what's going on, buddy. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for trusting me, as always. I have no reason to pull any punches at this point. It's so sickening what these people are doing.
But, it is.
You know, we're getting the word out, George. As you know, you're saying, you know, people are listening. So let's
Well, we're the
we
alternative.
More.
We are the alternative to KSAT and to the San Antonio Express.
Okay, I'll take it.
Alrighty. Well, have a good one. My friends, once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.